Well, it's good morning to Trent Merrin. How are you, buddy?
How are we going?
Good, mate. How's it been since finishing the competition?
Yeah, very disappointing. I think we could have gone a bit further, but it's the way it is. I think the Broncos were the better team on the night, but yeah, all getting away, resting up now, and looking forward to next year.
Yeah, Trent, agree with your summation there. The Broncos were the better team, but in saying all that, you were always in the hunt. Just couldn't create enough to get over the line.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit frustrating at periods there. I think we went at halftime 6-0, so we're always in the race. It was just execution at crucial times that let us down. But like you said, we had our opportunities, but the Broncos took theirs.
And, mate, in the wash-up, does Anthony Griffin, what was the message after the game, or does he take time? There'll be a season recap quite clearly in a post-mortem and I guess one-on-one chats with the players, but was there any, what was his sense of the season? Was there unfinished business or did you have a season that you probably thought you were going to have?
Yeah, he was proud of every single one of us. The position that we're in at the start of the year and to get us to where we were was credit to ourselves, and it's just something that we can learn from. We've got a young group of team at the club, and we went well last year, and we learned from that for this year. And next year is very exciting because I think we're a lot mature this year and in our semi-finals campaign. And I think that's a great credit to the staff and the players to take into next year. It's going to be a very exciting year for us. We had our player reviews and season reviews yesterday. So, he was great. He was really proud of us. And, he had nothing but respect and love for us at the end of the day.
Yeah, we found that consistency and belief, mate, and turned a season around. And sorry to have to ask you again about Matt Moylan. Obviously, there's a lot of talk now. A hard one for you to answer, that he's got a rift going with the players there.
No, not at all. Moise was with us after it and spent a lot of good quality time with us. So, yeah, it's just all rumours. I'm not too sure what people are saying, but us as players, we know what Moise is and how much it means to this team, and that's all that matters.
See, I couldn't help myself. If I was with him and I'm a teammate, I'd be saying, mate, you're with us, aren't you? You're here next year, aren't you?
Yeah, it's
Have you said that to him, and what's his response?
Yeah, I've said that to him straight away, and he loves the place. He doesn't want to go anywhere, so that's the feedback I'm getting from him. So it's all positive from my end.
Yeah, so you're talking to him?
Yeah, most definitely. Everyone's talking to him.
He
was with us for the festives at the end of the year, and he's been around the joint the whole time. So yeah, it's all speculation.
See, I'm hopeless. See, I see Jonathan Thurston, I see Matt Scott up there in the coach's box with Paul Green watching the games and so on and so forth. And, yeah, Matt Moylan's your club captain. We shouldn't read anything into the fact that he's not in the coach's box with Anthony Griffin at the games. He's down on the sidelines on a push bike.
Yeah, he's a different style of character when it comes to analysing the game, Moise. He likes to be up close and around the boys. I think footy does his head in a bit. He likes to get away from it and actually be hands-on. So he's at the games. He was always around our halves and our playmakers and tipping them up when there's half times or at the end of each game. So now he's more of a hands-on person, Moise.
I don't want him pushing too much on.
Dog with a bone, Terry.
No, I'm just wondering, is he the sort of bloke that you think, or has there been a discussion with, you know what, I thought the captaincy might have been a good idea, but you know what, maybe it's not. Maybe I just want to be a player, you know?
It's all up to them, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be up to him to work out with hierarchy.
Yeah, exactly. It's his own person, and if things are too much, I'm guessing he'd address it. But, I don't think those are the cases. I think everyone had a discussion and a few things needed to be sorted out, and that's where it's at.
All right, mate, let's have a look at the finals and get your thoughts on it and if there can be an upset. We'll start down in Melbourne on Friday, the Storm against the Broncos, mate. Storm are clear favourites, obviously.
Yeah, I think... to be honest, I think the Broncos played their final against us. It was a tough, brutal game. Obviously, they'll be in there for the fight. Depends if Darius is back. If he's back, it'll add a lot to the team. But yeah, I don't see anyone beating Melbourne this year, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, they'll get by, and then who's going to play them in the grand final, mate? $1.35 up against the North Queensland Cowboys, $3.30. That's the Roosters, the favourites there. And the Cowboys out there, they gave you guys a massive run for your money, and Michael Morgan got taken from the field with concussion in that game. Otherwise, it could have been a little bit of a different story for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think they're doing unbelievably well to keep carrying on the way they're going. The Cowboys have had players falling left, right and centre, and they're still charging through, and it's a credit to themselves. But I think the Roosters are just going to be too fresh for them. I think they had the week off. They can smell blood. The finals just away from them. They've been there before, and they got representative players in their team that don't know how to get big jobs done. So, yeah, my tips are Roosters in this one.
Okay, you're tipping the Roosters, so the favourites you like. And, mate, Matt Scott, this is a really good little story.
Yeah, this is incredible.
ACL in round two of the competition, unfortunately. Been training strongly for the North Queensland Cowboys, been named on a extended bench. How hard would it be for him to play, and how many minutes could he play if he did play?
Yeah, he's a mentally tough man, Matty Scott, as well as the size of him. But he's a team person. He'll put the team first. If they need him out there, I'm sure and positive he'll strap the boots on and just go for it. He's a big, fit man. And if they need him, which I don't think they will, he'll do anything for that team, I reckon.
Okay.
And Trent, from me, mate, in terms of the Kangaroos, I know you'd love to play for them. Are you hopeful?
I'm hopeful. I've just got to get a few things sort of my end first. I've got a few bumps and bruises I need to assess first with my staff and the doctors and that, to see if I'd be any benefit in that team with what's going on. So I need to assess myself first before I can even put my hand up for something like that. But obviously, it's always a dream to play in the green and gold. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get all ticks, and then it's up to me.
Okay, what's your you got an injury, Trent? Quite obviously.
Yeah, my hips been playing up for for most of the year, and my knees busted. It's a tough game that we play. It's you're in the MRI machine most of the time, so I've got to see what the results come back with.
Right, so apart from your hip and your knee, you're fine, eh?
Yeah. A few head knocks too.
Yeah.
That's all right. We've all had a few of them, mate.
Can I ask you, because we've discussed this all week, and I'm happy enough if it's going to be a consistent call, but I was surprised. I know it was a hell of a collision, right, with Corey Oates and Anthony Milford. Bang. You guys pick the ball up, you run away, you would have scored, right? Simple as that. Do you have a feeling... you had plenty of time to win the game, by the way, apart from that. But do you have a feeling about that ruling and what you're going to see from it? And do you feel hard done by it?
Obviously, on our end, we're hard done by it. So, obviously, you're going to be filthy about that. But there is a duty of care there. The refs just got to call what's in front of them, and that's the decision they made. You can't really dwell on it for too long. Obviously, we wanted to try, but... Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard answer. You got to back the refs. They're in a tough position, and sometimes they make the wrong call.
Yeah.
But they've just got to play what's in front of them, just like we have to play what's in front of us. So it's a tough call. But we would have loved to have gotten the try. But yeah, I think the duty of care of the player. It's a pretty big impact there from Oates, and they needed to assess that straight away.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good on you, Trent. Thanks for your time, mate, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.